Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Morning, everybody. Welcome back. Long time no see. It's 11:11, and welcome back to the One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event for November 2020. I'm Lisa Gunshore. I am your host, and I am very happy to welcome Cynthia Dillon to the show and to this event. Welcome, Cynthia.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well. I was so excited to talk to you today because we haven't really gotten to talk, really. So this is our chance.
Right. That's right. Here we go. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's going to be really fun.
Well, we're happy to have you. And I think that's my internet on my end. Are you back?
I am. I can hear you.
Okay, good. I think that's me and my crazy telekinetic energy over here, but I'm happy to have you here, and I would love for you to take just a few minutes to just share who you are and what you do for everybody who's new. And I just have to say, it says there's 11 people watching on 11:11, so thank you.
Oh,
for
wow.
All of you. Yeah, it's so great. So yeah, go and share who you are.
So I'm a medium at heart. You know, that's what I've done my whole life. I started at age 3 about understanding who I was. And since then, of course, a lot has developed. And for many years, decades, I would just kind of take their messages and go, okay, thanks. And I'm off and running doing my corporate America job for, you know, many decades. But they've always come through. When I was going to have a car accident, they're like, okay, here we go. We're going to have a car accident. You're going to be all right, you know, and then they'd run me through the whole thing. And, or if they wanted me to avoid an accident, they showed me exactly what to do to avoid the accident. I mean, they've just been with me forever. So now at this stage in my life, as I've welcomed them back in and really seated with them, I understand who all of my guides are, and they are a collective, and I call them the Morkian Collective because Morkian came through first and introduced himself. But so now I channel the Morkian Collective, and what they offer is a meditation to help you get to whatever dimension you're capable or willing to go to. So it's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
So that's it. In a nutshell.
That's it. That's all. Oh my God. When did this really all start to happen for you? Has it always been with you? I mean, I know you said that you've really been a medium for a long time, but like, was there a moment that you remember that it was like, wow, there's these beings with me?
Yeah. So the earliest I can recall, as I was saying, it was age 3, and I went into the kitchen. We had a big Irish Catholic family, and went into the kitchen, youngest of 5 children. And I saw on the top of the kitchen cupboards what most people would call aliens. I call them entities. And they hung out there, and they would play with me and tease me a little bit. You know, my mom was always shooing me out of the house. But when I was there, they were kinetically speaking to me. And I thought that they were naughty. So what they were doing is they were like teasing me that they were going to, you know, dump over a bucket of flour or something in the kitchen. I'm like, you better not. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to be in trouble, you know, kind of thing. And but they've always been very playful and very cool. And then like after that, I recall, our family dog had made his transition. And I remember sitting at the family table for dinner, and he was typically outside on a bench and watching the whole family eat dinner. And I looked back and there he was. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's back. He's here. You know, and the whole family was just going, okay, honey, no, he's dead. He's gone. And I'm looking at him going, he's right there. So it was really interesting that nobody in my family saw what I saw. So I learned pretty early on that it wasn't something that we talked about, but it is now.
Yeah, for sure it is. How did you... Did you find yourself, because I know for me, I went through this process of like trying to understand it all. So I was like researching and studying and things. Like, what did that process look like for you? How did you start to figure out what all this was, especially if you didn't have the family support to really talk about it or to understand it?
Well, you know, that process is kind of interesting too, because at the age of preteen, I'm going to say probably 12-ish, I had an out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, God, I can't even talk about this. You know, I can't say anything about this either. But as life went on and I went into the whole corporate America thing, I never did any research. I was like, oh, okay, well, this is something that happens with me. And I'd be walking down the hall with somebody I worked with for 10 years and went, oh, hey, Bobby, you're pregnant. And she's like, trying to be getting pregnant for years, you know? And she's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, yeah, you are, you know? So, but I never did any research. I still haven't done much research. I really want to be organic about it. So, but what happened to me is, and it happens to a lot of people. And I think that might be what's happening globally right now, is that you hit a wall, or at least I hit a wall. So, as the pressure builds and it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, a lot of people will either go up or crash and burn and hit the wall. So I think it's where we are globally right now. But for me, I experienced cancer. I brought cancer in. So for me, it was a lesson in, okay, do I want to be here? Do I want to survive? And if I do, why am I here? So I survived, clearly, my body is still here. So I thought, all right, you know, what am I doing now? Because during the process, it was all about surviving. So once I survived with statistically, which was a 35% chance to make it, I thought, okay, what am I doing here? Why am I still here? What, you know, what do I have to contribute? So I started to really think about that. And then I thought, okay, I need to really get to know myself. I really need to understand this gift that I have, because clearly the whole 3D experience is not all that I'm supposed to be doing. So as I started to look at how to get a transcendental experience that was even deeper than anything that I had ever experienced, I found that it was my avenue was going to be using ayahuasca. So I went down to a place called Rhythmia in Costa Rica and did a 4-day journey down there, a weeks long trip down there, and I thought I was just going to get transcendental experiences. Well, I'll tell you what, that was on steroids. It was on ayahuasca, right? So it was like, oh my God. So it's really a personal choice. You know, please don't do it if you're not called to do it. But I was, and I really got to know my guides. I really got to know my soul. And that was my journey. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful and amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I really dig it. So it's interesting when you sign up for ayahuasca or to take the journeys, things start to get into place. You know, the universe starts to line things up. And so it was 2 months before I was going down south, and Morkian and Name, two of the primary guides, came through and introduced themselves. And I thought, oh, wow, this is really interesting. So because I knew with Morkian, he hadn't had a human experience, and that was the first time I had acknowledged anybody or been contacted by anybody that I recognized as non-human. So when I got there and I started taking the journey and stuff, I really started to do some major healing for my own soul. And after that, about 3 months after I got home from there, I started allowing them to express through me vocally. And that was late March, early April.
Amazing. So what was your, I know what mine was like. I'm curious, like, what was your experience the first time they came in? Like, do you still, are you still there? Do you go somewhere? Like, what's your experience with it?
Oh, wow. Well, okay. So when it first started happening, I thought that I was losing my mind. I thought I was going crazy. I'm like, okay, somebody's going to come in with a jacket that ties in the back, you know? And I really got concerned and reached out to a number of people that had, had the similar experience, on the ayahuasca journeys. And I actually found somebody who is pretty prominent online, and she had gone down there 6 months before me, and she's having the same experience, but she doesn't allow them to speak through her, but she hears them and she passes on the messages, which I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Because it's really uncomfortable at first. You know, when I was first doing it, I would just be done for like 2 days. I would just be exhausted because their energy was so intense and I didn't know how to handle it. And then they put in, I said, okay, you guys, I need some help here because this is way, 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 way too deep, you know. And so then they pulled in my family members, and Namé was, I discovered through my communications with them, Namé was my grandmother's guide. And so they would place her in front of me, in front of her, and she would hold my hand, and we would take the journey. So they found ways to make it more comfortable for me. And, you know, even with being a medium, sometimes I have to tell people to slow down their talking or turn down their volume, or, you know, it I have to tell them what I need. Like, for instance, one of the entities in the collective, Francis, comes. Initially, she came through with clicking and ticking. And I was like, I don't understand what you're saying at all. And pretty soon she was able to communicate in a way that I could understand, or I started to understand her. I'm not quite sure how that worked, but yeah, it's been quite the ride. Whew. Yeah. Well, it's been pretty intense.
It is. It's pretty crazy. I did an exercise, I guess you could call it an exercise, years ago. This is probably, I don't know, it's probably 2010 or something. That's really fun. So for you and anybody else out there, it's really fun. So when you are pulling in a being and they use that light language, the clicking and the ticking and the whirring and whatever else, is you record yourself. And you play it back and you translate it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's wow. Fun. And so I did this exercise back in 2010 where I asked a question. So I asked the question and then I brought through the light language and I recorded the light language. And then when I played it back, it was like, oh, I totally get what they're saying. And I wrote down the answer. It's pretty wild. You can actually really feel what is being said. So that's just a fun little tidbit for everybody else. I think it's really fun because, you know, when you're pulling through any kind of light language or even another language, you don't have no idea, you know, what's going on. It's pretty fun. So anyway, there's my little fun tidbit of the day.
Wow. So when it started happening to you, did you feel like you were losing your mind, or what were your thoughts?
It was weird. So I always tell everyone, so my when I first started channeling, and the first being I channeled was Aksun Shaman, and he's from Egypt. He only had one lifetime here in Egypt, and he was like, that was it for me. I was not going to come back and do that again.
Right.
But when I first started channeling him, I was a little bit like, have I completely gone mental right now? Like, what am I doing? So, but what's funny is, you know, I'm multi-generational, so, you know, my mom's pretty open with everything, and I told my mom about it, and she's like, wow. So, and she like tells me a story. So when I was like 4 or 5 years old, growing up, my mom said that they heard noises coming from my bedroom, and they went in, and I was like 4 years old, and my mom and dad came into my room, and I was speaking in a man's voice in a different language.
Yeah.
It completely freaked my dad out, and they were like shaking me, trying to wake me up, and I wouldn't wake up, and I finally woke up. So apparently I'd been doing this a really long time and didn't know it. But I remember the first night I channeled Oxen, and I had been working on it. I was like, I'm going to pull this being in. Like, I know I can do this. And I looked at my friend Barb at the time, and I was like, I'm pretty sure. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or some crazy thing. We're in my office, and I was like, I think I'm going to channel. And then the next thing I know, like, Oxen was coming through. And of course, he's talking about there's nothing but love, and we love all of you. I mean, it's always about love and connection. It's so beautiful. But like you, it was really, really exhausting. It cracked my etheric body. So I really don't bring them through anymore to speak. I have this little thing. This is weird to even talk about, but I have this little like door in my throat chakra. Uh-huh. And what I do is I ask them to speak through the door, and I'll say it. Because it just was too much for me, and maybe it wouldn't be now. I don't know. I'm a completely different physical energy now than I was when I first started. But yeah, at first, just like you, it's like, I had been studying it, and you're still like, maybe I'm crazy.
Right. No, I'm starting to think of people that are classified as schizophrenic and going, you know, maybe they're actually channeling, right?
Oh, they totally are. You know, they totally are. I mean, that's what I believe. I think, you know, it's just maybe it's an imbalanced contract, right? Because they can't control it. So I think that, and so to me, that's what I see with split personality or schizophrenia is it's just an imbalanced contract with that entity or spirit.
Wow.
That's coming through, and it may not be a higher being, because I think the higher dimensional beings and the Morkian collective is obviously that too. And now now mine's called the collective of the Golden Ankh and Merkaba Light is who they are calling themselves these days. But I feel like it changes. I don't know about you, but it seems like they grow and shift and energy changes too.
Yes.
But I feel like those people, and I've read a lot about it, that those people, and actually Carl Jung speaks in Memories, Dreams and Reflections, that book actually speaks a lot to the schizophrenia piece, really, if you dig into it, the energy of it. But yeah, I think they're probably not pulling in those higher dimensional beings, and it's more taking over their space and channeling through them versus like, you know, going and pulling a higher dimensional being. So
yeah, because I, you know, when I connect with them, and I think that, like you said, with higher dimensional beings, they don't come in unless I ask them to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do have an agreement, you know, when I have quiet time and stuff, and definitely when I'm meditating. You know, it's, they don't have any control. They don't want to tell me to do anything like, you know, go drive down the road and run over a cat, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, that's definitely not their, agenda. But yeah, I think, you know, looking at it from that perspective of being lower dimensional beings, I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder too, don't you think, Cynthia, like, I feel like if we all learned how to run and manage energy and what all these gifts are at a very young age, if this was part of our education,
yes,
and our educational system, that a lot of mental illness would be not even healed, but like prevented. It would be preventative for mental illness, because I think a lot of mental illness comes from you're empathic, you're taking on a ton of energy, you become depressed, you start cutting, you're suicidal, all those things, or you're extremely open and these other entities come into your body and you don't know how to control it. So I really feel like whether it's autism, schizophrenia, mental illness, all of these things, it's all just an energy, it's experiential within energy. And these autistic children, they're so, and adults, they're so gifted and talented, and it's about managing their energy, and it's about their bodies being aligned, because with autism, it's a lot of heavy metals and candida and sugar issues. And so, you know, a lot of autism is being healed now through diet and through cleansing of the body, and they're coming into a balanced state. And again, it goes back to energy. They're just so high vibrational that they cannot handle, you know, a McDonald's hamburger. Like, that's
right.
Going to create those kinds of sensitivities to the world. And so that's way off topic, but that is what I think. And that comes through the channeling piece that you're talking about, because I think there's so much more out there than what we could possibly ever imagine.
You know, now that the door is pretty far open, right? And we're all running around with our little flashlights and they can see everything, you know? Yeah. That's kind of my analogy. But, you know, now that the door is open, I don't think that even during this human experience for however many years I have left here, you know, it could be another 30 years, could be another three. I don't think that I'll learn. I feel like a grain of sand on a huge beach. I mean, there's no way I'm going to know even a fraction of what I want to learn now that I can see and experience the other side so well.
Yeah. Yep. Totally agree. Now you're going to bring them in. So yeah. I feel like now's the time. I feel like we should.
Okay.
I'm ready, and I think everybody else is ready. And thank you guys for your comments. We'll get to them after all of this, but yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And I did want to pass on a message for somebody. This is really, you know, I wasn't planning on doing any medium work today, at least in this venue. And as I was getting up this morning, a man came through. I think he was 44, maybe 45. He passed on a long time ago. And his message was, "I'm not talking today." So, so if you have anybody that you're thinking about and you wanted to talk to him and he's been gone for a while and he's about 44, yeah, he's the message is, "Today is not the time." So. All right. Okay. So if most people are pretty accomplished meditators. So let's go ahead and settle in and take some cleansing breaths. And they have key phrases. I'm going to ask them to expand on those because they're used to a certain group of people. So I'm going to ask them to kind of expand and see what we can do about pulling in messages for everybody to resonate with. So, okay, give me just a minute. Hello, welcome. Welcome. We're so excited to be here. Thank you for coming. Yes, my name is Morgan, and I will be speaking to you today and welcoming you to the higher dimensions. So I would like to see you take some deep breaths. Take them in. Let them out. Do that a couple more times and we'll move on. Okay, proceeding. Put your chins up and look through your third eye. Focus on your third eye. Mm. Yes, now you have. You have a vortex spinning in your heart, so open your heart door and let it out. Here it comes. Open that heart door, let your vortex out. See it spinning around you. Spinning around. Let it gain the energy spinning around your person. Feel that. Woohoo! Good job. Good job. That is holding all of your wishes and desires. Look around in the vortex. See what your dreams are. Yes, beautiful. They're beautiful. Those are yours for the taking. Yes, okay. I would like for you to pull in a loved one or some loved ones from the side. They're going to accompany you. Pull them in. Say hello. Greet them. They've been so anxious to see you and talk to you. Hold them in your vortex. Yes. Say hello. Greet them. They are so happy to see you. Take your time, settle in, hold them in your vortex. As everybody settles in, we are going to take this journey together. Breathe. Breathe, chin up, third eye open. Here we go. Wind up your vortex faster. Go faster, deeper, higher. Here we go. Wind them up. As you feel that energy passing around you, let it lift you. Here we go. To the higher dimensions. If you feel nauseous, if you feel cheerful, let it flow. Yes, here we go. Lift up, go higher, go deeper. Here we go. Very nice. Okay. Now, today's gift. You all have it. Open your wings. Feel them unfolding. Feel the enormity. You are not the size of your human body. Ha! Look at that. They're huge. Unfold your wings. Yes, quite an experience. Very nice. Unfold your wings. Look at how beautiful they are. Ooh, feel the power. Very powerful. Just as you are. This is who you are. Yes. This is who you are. So, anytime you want to be here, this is how you can do it. Hmm. For this meeting, we will adjourn soon. So glad you could unfold your wings and enjoy that. Yes. I tuck them back in. Whew. Okay. If you don't want to tuck them back in, if you want to keep them out, you go ahead. That's your right. That's your birthright. That's who you are. Mm-hmm. We will be coming back down into our vortexes, into our physical bodies. I would like you to take a moment to thank your family, friends that have come to help you experience the other side. Say your goodbyes. Thank them. Settle into your heart space. Pull your vortex in. Back into your bodies. Settle in. You are so beautiful. Thank you for taking this short journey with us. We love you very much. Thank you. Take your time. We will have Cynthia come out, and you can take your time. Thank you for coming. Goodbye for now.
Beautiful.
They make me cry every time.
I have to tell you, my wings were the color of my socks.
Nice. That's fantastic.
It was. It almost looked like a parrot, but it was like a phoenix at the same time. It was so awesome.
Nice. How big was it? How big were your wings?
You know, as big as my neighborhood, probably.
Nice. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how big their soul is. You know, our souls are so big. Yeah.
So true. I want to share some of these comments while folks are coming out. And then, of course, as you're coming out, you guys can share your questions or experiences, obviously. Ruby says, I got to scroll back up here. Hold on, because folks are commenting. First off, Eve says whoop whoop and magical 11s today, plant medicine magic. And it's interesting because Cynthia, my 7788 Stargate meditation that came through the transmissions this month was all about activating plant medicine in all of us. So it was a really beautiful, interesting. So it's interesting you're talking about ayahuasca because it really came through in that Stargate energy. Lily says, I've gotten some light language and wondered what was the point because I couldn't understand it. And May says, light language, yes. I recently had an energy healing session with someone who channeled in some light language and it was clicky, Eastern European sounding, a wild experience. Carrie says, thank you, ladies, for talking about the physical and mental condition construct. And Eve says, damn awesome wings, Lisa. Thanks, Eve. May said she didn't want to leave. I definitely didn't want to put my wings away. It was like, forget that. They're standing. Eve says, I'm sitting in my chair with my wings fully unfurled. Mary Lydia Ryan says, I live on a floating home. The moment our vortex was being brought up, the water under my home was stirred up and my house was rocking.
Yes.
Tony says, I didn't want to put my wings away. Nina said, I can still feel them between my shoulder blades. So really beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, when I was channeling and it was time to put our wings away, he was like, yeah, not everybody wants to, so you don't have to. I'm just going, okay, cool, all right.
Yeah, I was resistant to that. I was like, forget that. I just don't believe that.
Right. Yeah, and normally my meditations are a bit longer, but for this purpose, I just wanted people to experience it. And I'm so excited that who was it? I can't see the comments, but who was it that said that they had activity under their floating home?
Oh, Mary.
Fantastic. Wow, she was really in the groove. That's awesome.
Yeah, she made me want to have a boathouse. There's a couple other guests on the show this year that also live on boats. And it's like, And odd story is my great uncle and aunt actually built a boat and sailed around the world in it. And so it's kind of a weird thing because I've never been a boat person, but they've been in my energy space. And so anyways, love it.
Wow.
Also had a thought, Cynthia. I don't know that this is really about me, but when the collective asked for our family members to show up, one of the family members that showed up is my uncle who passed away this year. And he's actually very close to the age you were talking about with that message. So it made me think, interesting. So just the peculiar. So Sherry said, same here. I did not want to put my wings away. It seems like no one did.
Yeah, because as soon as he said that, he's like, yep, well, they're not, yeah, people don't want to do that. Look, you can keep it out, you know. Because they are so magical. I mean, it's truly who we are. And it's so amazing to me that we're walking around with this body and this brain, this perfect human experience. And we have so much more that we don't even know about. I mean, so many people just don't even know about it yet. And I'm just so excited that, you know, and this is going to sound really terrible, but I'm really glad that we're hitting the wall. You know, I'm really glad. And it's like, you know what, if you don't hit it hard enough, back up and hit it again, because we really need that thrust to get us to this next level. Or most of us do. Some of us do. I know I did. I had to be hit with a 2x4 to really get, oh, hey, let me pay attention here. So in that respect, you know, I think that it's really cool that we're going through such intense experiences.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mary also says, even lovelier for me, though. So in addition to her boat and home literally rocking from the water, she said, even lovelier for me, though, is that a connection I made with my departed loved ones, and my heart is so full right now.
Yes. Yes. And that's who she is. I mean, she is that connection. She is. That's just, I love it. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm coming out of the closet, because I'm normally a really private person, extremely private. As a matter of fact, you're my first live.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so honored it's here. I'm so honored it's here. Because it is weird, isn't it? I mean, I remember the first time I only did one event where I channeled oxen, and it was a really beautiful event. And by the way, anyone who is at that event like a decade ago, if you still have the CD, I cannot find it. Like the recording of him is gone from my life. Oh. And I would like to obtain it. And I know somebody out there has it. But anyways, I only did it one time, and doesn't mean I won't ever do it again, but it was like a one-time thing with him. And when you come out, like you said, you come out of the closet, like, oh, by the way, I let these beings talk through my body.
It is such a trip. Oh, and hey, so speaking of your uncle though, earlier, I'm sure you have a great connection to him. If you want to speak to him and you feel like you would like to do that with me, I'm of course open for that. So
yeah. Well, it's
clearly not going to happen in this venue, because that was definitely not his wish, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Susan Anderson says, for several years, I have thought of the body as the big toe. The wings are a new idea.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
It is interesting.
As the big toe.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand that.
I know, you might have to elaborate, Susan.
Yeah, please. I don't quite get it.
I feel like I visually understand, but share more. Share more. Yeah. So what do you think about this awakening with these incredible beings that we're connected to? Like, what's your messaging? Like, what is your overall feeling about where we're headed next?
You know, it's really interesting because my experience with them is, like you said, it changes and it grows and it morphs. But right now, their message that they want to get out is, this is who we are. So that's the first step, right? The first step is, oh, God, this is who I am. I can have this connection with my loved ones. I can experience them. I can move to another dimension. That's their whole objective right now. And I don't know what that's going to change to 3 days from now, 3 years from now, but that's their objective right now.
A beautiful objective. And yeah. I think a lot of what this event is about, a lot of what this platform is about too, right, is we are it.
Mm-hmm.
We have the gifts, we have the talents, we are the souls. It's really, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I realize that there's a lot of people out there that might not believe me when I say this, but everybody can do this. Everybody has soul. Everybody has these abilities. It's a matter of some of us, like for me, of course, I'm seeing aliens in my kitchen at the age of 3. I don't think that a lot of people have that experience, but I know that everybody has the essence and everybody has the ability to connect to it. So yeah, that's who we are.
I agree. Now, Cynthia's information is up on the presenter page, and she has some really beautiful meditations there. So you'll be able to find all of her information there. However, since you are coming out and sharing yourself with us, I want to give you some space before we wrap up to really share, how can folks connect with you? What do you have that's accessible to them so that they can reach out? Because I'm sure after today, there will be plenty of people who will want to reach out to you.
Okay, so fantastic. Thank you. I did just put up a Facebook page and a YouTube page, and it's simply called the Morkian Collective or Morkian Collective. So you can IM me through that Facebook. You can email me at Morkian Collective@gmail.com. And we'll hook up and see what we can do. I do have, this is something I want to do before we go too. So
yeah.
So I can't see who's chatting or anything or what they're saying, but if you'll count back 11 comments back, okay, and let's see who that is.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. May Deedee.
Okay, so I'm going to have to change that. Hey, May, she's one of my regular contacts, and I'm already going to be doing this for her. So let's go back. What's your number?
My number?
Yeah.
Well, today it seems to be 13. So if we go to 13, we have Lily Ruby.
Okay. I would like to give Lily a half an hour reading. Yay. So Lily, if you'll reach out to me, we'll get that set up and figure out how you want to do it. So I offer spiritual coaching, of course, Morkian meditations. And when I do one-on-one meditations, they're very healing. So they address that specific soul. Or of course, I'm happy to do a reading or a collaboration of those things. So yeah.
I love it.
I know who we are.
Lily's like, ay. She's so
fantastic. I'm excited.
That is exciting. Oh my gosh, what a gift. Oh, what a gift. Well, I'm just happy to meet you. I hope this is the beginning of you coming on here and being a part of our community, because I think there's so much to offer. And any fellow channel, you know, I believe everyone can channel, but when you are actively a channel, it's like a sisterhood or a community there, isn't there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Morkian is coming through and he's like super excited that you said that. So thank you for Morkian.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I think we channels need to stick together because there's a lot of responsibility with that kind of information, I feel. And so being able to support each other is really important and also to be able to share each other's messages.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really loving being here and I'm so appreciative. So thank you.
Oh, me too. Me too. Any parting words of wisdom?
If you don't have a teacher, if I'm not your teacher, find a teacher and figure out how to gain your access to who you really are. Find a teacher.
Beautifully put. So much love to you, Cynthia. So much love to everybody out there.
Likewise. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, Victoria Jane's on here. Victoria, she's another incredible channel. She said, yes, let's stick together. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do like a channeling round table on here in the new.
I love that. Oh, how fun would that be?
Down. Here's my pencil. I'm writing this down.
Oh, that would be so fun. I'm in. Absolutely. Yeah.
Victoria, I know you're down, and we'll just get together and just channel maybe and talk about channeling. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Next up is Deanna Hansen, and she is on 11:11 at 11 Mountain Time. And Deanna's been on here a few times. She is the founder of Fluid Isometrics and Block Therapy. And Block Therapy has been just incredible for moving energy in my body. But she is launching Block Therapy for children, really being able to teach children and babies, helping parents help their babies with diaphragmatic breathing. Oh, so that's where we're headed next, which is
that's exciting. I'll be there.
Yeah. And so that's who's coming up next. And then on my schedule after that, we have Erica Risberg doing body talk for animals. And then we head into our afternoon program. So, so much love to you, Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Bye.
Bye.